We also saw that you guys were on Britain's Got Talent. I know you guys have some clips that have been going around right now from that. I wanted to ask a little bit more about like what that experience was like. I saw your audition and it looked like it went over well, but I haven't seen any like other clips from the show really.
So there's a little story behind that. We went there, got on stage, got 4 standing ovations. Simon was like, this is one of the most unique things to, you know, grace the stage. The host of the show comes up to me and was like, better pick out those purses because you guys got a huge chance at winning. And he's done the show for 10 years. And I was like, damn, we left feeling like confident, you know?
The whole crowd was chanting golden buzzer for like 5 minutes.
They were trying to ask questions.
I stood there. They couldn't get one word in.
Not one word. So we had to come back chanting. And then they had to ask questions later. Yeah. Like it was just gold buzzer. But they had given them away the previous day.
They didn't have any more to give.
So couldn't. Oh. Yeah. So left feeling really great. A few months later, got a call and they're like, hey, you know, you're actually not going to go on to the next round.
I was like, what do you mean?
Okay.
I got 4 yeses.
We were confused as fuck, to say the least.
Yeah. So what happened? He's like, I don't know what to tell me.
Yeah. Like they didn't have an answer, which we thought was
really?
Okay. That's sus.
Because not this season. We can't have you continue.
She's like, we're limited this season. You guys come back next year.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much,
Something I wanted to ask, why you guys chose Britain's Got Talent over America's Got Talent?
We actually were supposed to do America's Got Talent. And then 2 days before we went on, the safety team was like, oh, these guys are doing laser? Oh, we didn't get approval for that.
Yeah. And they had the information for months.
Yeah. So I hit up BGC like, hey, we're not doing AGC. We'll do BGC instead. And they're like, okay, come on in.
But just because we haven't done it this far doesn't mean that we're not going to do it.
So maybe
there's a reason why it didn't work out before.
Maybe that's why.
100%. And that's exactly what we were thinking.
Yeah. Because if you win BGT, I believe it's 350K. If you win AGT, it's $1 million.
And a Vegas show.
Better. What if it was like AGT reached out? I was like, yo, we saw that performance. Don't let them pass. We want them back.
I mean,
we wanted them here.
You guys should go look up who were the past winners for the past 20 years.
That makes sense for like shows like this. There's a lot of structure.
The name is Made in Vietnam. It's to represent where I come
see.
From.
Well, I think AGT, you guys definitely
I'm
going
to change my name to Made in America.